Today, we're doing the show live from the Greater Bay Area and be back in the Greater Seattle area very, very soon. Wanted to just bring everybody up to date, Eric, and you too. This last week, it was so great having Kelly on, Rothenberg from New York, and she has agreed that we can track her wedding and all of the things she's going to be doing to get ready for it periodically throughout the year, because she's going to get married next October. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So we're going to get to hear, I know you're a guy, but still, we get to hear the man's point of view, getting ready for the wedding. We get to hear her shopping for a dress in New York City and her plans and the costs involved. And I think it'll just be really a fun thing. And she writes for the magazine, This Old House magazine.
It'll be like our very own unscripted drama right here
this
on
is
your show.
True. Reality radio.
That's right. Well, it's always reality
radio
with you, but this will be what I like to call unscripted drama.
This is so exciting. And to bring everybody up to date, because we have two wonderful guests this week, as we always do, and last week we had three wonderful guests. This last week I've had the honor and the joy of being interviewed by Money Magazine, and that was very exciting. So some of our wonderful accredited staging professionals at Stage Homes for a Living and accredited staging professional realtors have been interviewed, and that is true of our guest today because I referred Money Magazine to her. Then Business Week Magazine called.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting? And I'm flying to Denver Wednesday, Eric, and everybody, to give a class in Denver of our accredited staging professional course. And so Denver is going to be the place where the Business Week Magazine comes and takes pictures of that project that we staged during class.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that neat? It's so neat. And then, you know, and then CBS called the television station, the early morning show, which is when Katie Couric's on with Good Morning America on NBC. It's the one that plays on CBS. And it looked like I was going to go back there to do an interview, and instead we've asked one of our ASPs out of New York to sit down with them. And so she's very excited about it. And we're very, very pleased. And so between This Old House magazine and the Business Week magazine and the New York Times article that just came out and Business Week coming to Denver and now CBS, it is just really, really exciting to...
All of a sudden, you're like a media superstar.
Well, I'll tell you, not really, but it's 32, it's 32 years in the making to get the phone ring like this.
You're a lifetime overnight success.
Isn't that, you know, It's really important that everybody stays with their dreams. And I was asked by the Business Week Chronicle in the San Francisco area, what do I advise to people that are going to start their own business or have their own business? And the first thing I said is get real clear on your mission and your vision, like a laser, so you really know what your mission is. And I think I have that very clear. It keeps adding pieces to it. However, staging is my mission, and teaching is my mission. Television is great, and I hope to have our television series go, which would be wonderful, because the first show comes out the beginning of October on ABC Family Channel with home staging, and depending on the numbers, we'll either have a series or we won't, so we'll see. And if not, then we will give it a go on PBS or another channel out of Seattle, perhaps. So we will see how that evolves. However, my mission is really to help support and encourage women and men to really empower themselves to live their dreams. So be real clear on the vision and the mission you have is my first thing. Number two is, you know, work with positive people and stay with the positive. Don't surround yourself with negativity. And we all see it in the world. Some of it have that in our family lives where maybe a relative very close to us or distant likes to rain on our parade. And I always believe that when people do that, it's not about us, it's about them. Wouldn't you say so, Eric?
You bet. Absolutely.
Because usually there's jealousies or they wish that they had stayed with their dreams, and so there could be some resentment. And it's just real important to stay positive and not let anybody take you, you know, off your mission. And then when you surround yourself with positive people, it's to do the work and know that Earth time, which can take longer than we'd like it to be, however, does happen. The more we focus on our dreams and do the work, the quicker the manifestation comes to us that we actually see the results. So the exponential growth of what I've been working on with home staging for 32 years since 1972, I'm seeing exponentially, big word for me, growing really fast right now, and yet it's all those 32 years behind it. And how I stayed on task, or maybe I got off task, or how I stayed really like a laser beam, or how I let something get in my way. And the last, I would say, 4 to 5 years, I've been very consistent with being that laser beam. Not to say there haven't been some issues or challenges for me, because they come up all the time. It's just that getting right back to the mission has been a lot easier the last 4 years, the older I've gotten, and the more experience that we have as human beings. So anyway, those are my words to the wise today, and it's so interesting to see it all grow, and one thing begets another. It's like bunnies. They all multiply at the same time. So the more good that we can spread and the more good work we can do and let it out there without being tied to the results. One of my keys to life, I find, as I talk about in my seminars, because they're business programs, they're also life programs, is to pick your dream, focus on it, do the work, stay away from the negative as best you can, stay positive, and then do your work and let go, and don't tie yourself to the outcome, because a lot of the wonderful things that can be manifested come in other directions that we never even thought they would show up in. So if we only think it's going to come one way, and that's what we see, we get a scotoma, a blind spot to see the other that could evolve. So Eric, does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
You know, it. I mean, how do you read what I just said? How does that resonate with you?
I think what you're saying is stay positive no matter what.
Yeah, it's really, really true. And don't let anybody take you off your mission.
Exactly.
And then when I talk about not being tied to the outcome, it's to really be open. And not be disappointed, because our disappointments can take us to places where we get negative.
You never know where life's going to lead you.
It's really, really true. And to look for the good in absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there is good in everything. I mean, we'll see bad things happen that appear really bad, which they are to us as human beings.
Today's mistakes can lead to tomorrow's successes.
Absolutely. And so what I'm learning is what the billboard said that I told you about not long ago on a show, is look for the opportunity and just say, okay, what is my opportunity here to learn? And, man, I find that takes me a lot of discipline, and yet I'm getting better at it in my 50-some years. It's taken 50-some years to get to this point. I can hardly wait to see what's coming next.
Well, speaking of discipline, Barb, we've got to be disciplined and take a break here, because I know you want to get to your first guest.
Absolutely.
Alice Chen.
Absolutely. And I ask you to help me with that timing, and you came right through on your commitment. So everyone stay tuned. This is Barb Schwarz. You know, may the Schwarz be with you. No. And I'm so glad you're
with
me
today.
And you are with us. Yeah, well, I'm so glad you're with me today. You, everybody, wherever you're listening, stay tuned. We've got a lot of wonderful information coming your way. This is KKNW, 1150 AM on the dial. Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back. It is my joy to welcome a very special lady that came into my life and into my courses. And she is a part of our International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And it's a joy to introduce to you accredited staging professional Alice Chen. How are you, dear heart?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm just thrilled to have you on the show. Tell everyone where you live and work.
I actually am based out of Fremont, California, and I work throughout the San Francisco Bay Area.
And when did we meet?
I took your ASP course in March of 2003, so it's been about a year and a half now.
Time goes so fast.
It does.
And you are one of the most beautiful ladies that I've ever met, and that's the truth.
Thank you very much.
You could be a model if you want.
Oh, not too short for that.
Your hair alone, you must be careful. Someone might try to borrow some off of your scalp. It's so beautiful. You are such a gorgeous lady, inside and out, and I'm really honored and really love every time we get together and get to work together. And so as you are out there building your business, what is the name of your company?
My company is named Design Partners.
And everyone listening, you can go in right now and see how beautiful Alice really is by going to stagedhomes.com. I'm going to spell it. It's S-T-A-G-E-D-H-O-M-E-S, stagedhomes.com. And all you have to do is type in Alice, A-L-I-C-E, and then you will see one of the choices, which we really want you to look at. Her feature page is Alice, and Tam is your middle name, T-A-M, right?
Correct.
And then Chan, C-H-A-N.
Correct.
Now, when they go on the Internet on stagedhomes.com, how do you have your name listed there?
It's under both, so it's under Alice, Tam, Chan.
Good. It's under both. So if they did Alice, Tam, T-A-M, they could find you there, too.
Yes.
Great. And then you click where you see Alice's picture, because there's a brief description, and up all of a sudden comes her wonderful feature page. And Alice, have you gotten any of your beautiful houses that you've staged on the Internet yet with us?
I absolutely do. I've had, and in fact, I just staged a home earlier today that I received off of the stagedhomes.com website. So I get a lot of activity off of that. So if anybody thinks that it's not going to happen, don't think that, because it is absolutely a great marketing tool.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And we're going to keep you rotating on the home page with over 1 million hits a month we're getting, because you are walking the talk, and that's the key. I'm on your feature page right now, and it's absolutely incredible. This before and after. Everyone listening, you've got to go to stagedhomes.com and click on Alice. I just put in Alice, and I saw you come right up and clicked on you, and up came your feature page. And this before and after is amazing, of that house that had all that stuff in the living room with the black sofas, et cetera.
Yes.
Incredible.
And that was actually a very good success story, because they tried selling that particular property that way. And, of course, they had a lot of activity, but nobody put in an offer. And after we staged, we sold in 2 weeks with multiple offers at, I believe it was $15,000 over asking.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And yes. I want to compliment you, too, on how you've put your homes on that you've staged on stagedhomes.com. And everyone listening, we now have houses that have been staged, that's the criteria, and for sale. So when you go into the site, into Alice's feature page, we are the only ones that have homes that are prepared for sale that are listed on our site. There are many other sites people can go to look for houses, but usually the houses are not prepared for sale. And what a great job you've done. I'm looking at one for $1,225,000, and of course there are all price ranges that you work in. Here's one for $508,000, and another one's for $700,000. And how many houses are you staging? I know every week's different, but a week, would you say?
Well, this week in particular, we're staging one every single day. So that's going to be, well, Monday through Thursday. So that's four this week.
Wow.
It varies. It could be as little as one, or it could be as much as five. So
now, when you say we, how many do you have on your team?
I have one full-time person and a couple of other people that are on call.
That's what's so great, is to be able to pick up the phone and call either another ASP or someone else that you have a relationship with. Tell everybody, you know, why have you chosen this as a profession, and what do you love about staging home?
Oh, I love this because it's mine. It's creative. It's not a 9-to-5 job. Nobody's telling me this is how it needs to be done. I go out there and I build the relationships with the clients, and they trust me, and it's so great because now I'm at the point where people know me, they know my work, they recognize my work, which is actually kind of fun. And it's not the same thing every single day. Every house is so different. You could take the same exact accessories that you put in one house and put it in another, and it'll have a completely different look, which is very exciting. So you really do get to do a lot of the, not only the business side, but the creative aspects that I think most people enjoy doing, because it's not just, you know, in front of a computer all day.
That is so great. And I love the way you responded. Your first words were just filled with such energy. It was so
yeah.
great. I got
well,
it right.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. But, you
yeah.
know, all of us as stagers know, you know, you can't really have one without the other. And why would you? You know,
right.
if it was all so easy. It's too easy.
Well, you know, I want to really praise you, and I mean this, or I wouldn't say it. Some of our listeners, and you know this too, that during a heart surgery, I died and kind of experienced the afterlife some, which someday I'll talk about more on the show, and then it came back. And so I always say, life is short, speak up. So sometimes someone might think, oh, she's just being nice. And no, I like to be nice. I just want to speak the truth because we never know how long we have.
Sure.
And I want to compliment you so much because you have represented yourself with your work, with your presentation on StageTomes.com, one of the very best. I mean, it's just flawless what I'm seeing that you have done. And it's such a joy to be the mother of staging because I started this 32 years ago and then work with you and others that are really carrying this forward. And I love what you said about having your own business and getting to do what you want to do. And I talked to a gal recently, briefly, it was actually an email, and I emailed her back, and she said, well, I haven't gotten any business. And I said, do you have your business card? No. Do you have your brochure? No. Do you have your feature page done on StageTomes.com? No. Have you put any houses on? No. And she wanted to know, well, she hadn't had any business, and she also hadn't gone out and called on in person any real estate agents. Offices. And you are doing what it takes. You took the lessons and the class, and then you ran with it. And nothing thrills me more than seeing you do that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you are by far an excellent role model for everyone. And I get phone calls from people who are interested in the business who call me and wonder about the ASP course, whether it's worth it. And, you know, I'm very honest with people. And I tell everybody it's really what you make of it. Nobody hands you everything on a silver platter. You take the knowledge, and you have to act upon it.
Right.
You know, you can come and take the class, and, of course, everybody gets inspired when they take a class with Barb because, you know, she's got so much energy. She absolutely loves the business, and you've helped pave the road for us, which is what, you know, I just emailed you about, and I'm very appreciative of that because you make my life easier because I don't have to start from scratch and explain to the world what staging is all about because you've been doing it for 30-plus years.
Well,
and
thanks,
I just need to educate my particular marketplace and let people know about me.
Right.
And whether or not people agree with how every other person does their thing, I think what I tell people is the most important thing is doing something. If you talk to anybody, they always say doing something is better than doing nothing. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's about getting the word out there and letting people know about you. And that's so, so important because people try so hard to make everything perfect before they do anything, and at that point you've lost time.
It's really true. Some people, I saw this in my real estate business too, they plan so much they never get to the do.
Right.
And, you know, Yoda, I love that Star Wars movie where Yoda said, there is no try, only do. And so I really want to compliment you on all that you are doing because you're really, really out there making it happen. And you're really changing lives and helping people because then they can get their money and even more of it so much easier and you make their life so much easier. And what is one of the most favorite staging ideas that you'd share with us that you've recently done that you just got really excited about?
Oh, gosh. There's just so many. One of the things that I really try and sell to clients is just the idea that doing something is better than doing nothing. The big part is you don't absolutely have to fill your entire house full of furniture. I think what it is everybody wants something that's visually appealing when they walk through the door. So, of course, that's an overall package, and that's another thing I have to explain to clients is staging is not hanging a couple of pictures and putting some trees in the house. It's an overall package. So cleanliness is so important, and if you do nothing else, cleaning is more important than putting furniture in a home because people will notice when a house is not clean.
Right.
Let me see, something that I've done.
What you just shared is really crucial. And has there been something like with fabrics or candles or something you've really loved doing recently?
I'm so bad at that. I think one of the things that turned out really, really nice, and it was actually one of the houses that I actually told the realtor, please don't pay me to stage. Pay someone to come in and clean the windows and clean the house. That's so much more important. It had blue carpet in there, which is not a desirable selling point of the home. And so what we did, because right now some of the colors that are really, really exciting and popular is the chocolate browns with the blue, which you probably see quite a bit of. And so we took this opportunity to play off of the carpet color and make it so that it didn't look so blue, and make that turn a negative into a positive. So we brought in very neutral furniture, and we brought in instead of a traditional a coffee table, we brought in wicker cubes that had that really pretty chocolate color in there. We brought in artwork that pulled the blues and pillows, and the slip covers on the chairs had the blues and browns and the bronzes in there, and it just turned out so nice afterwards. I was actually very excited because it took a very negative feature of a home and it turned it into a positive, which was exciting.
I love the way you described that, and I could just see the picture that you just painted was wonderful, and I do love those colors together so much. And so what you ended up doing was really healing that space from what was happening before. What is your phone number, should anyone want to call you now or in the future? And repeat it a couple of times and do it very slowly, because everybody grab a pencil while I'm talking here. So you have your pencil, and I want you to all go on and see Alice on stagedhomes.com. Her pictures of the rooms before and after and the houses that she staged, just amazing. Wait till you see her part of the site. And so now tell us your phone number that everybody's got their pencil.
Probably the easiest number is the 1-866-64-STAGE. So again, it's 1-866-64-STAGE.
Couldn't be easier. I love it. Way to go, girl. Way to go. I have on my license plate. You've got it on your phone number. That's even better.
There you go.
I love it. That is wonderful. So it's just a joy to, oh gosh, work with you and have you in the association and the great work you're doing in our International Staging Association and at the local level as well. Alice has helped found and is the president of the local chapter. And so anyone wanting to know about that can go to iahsp.com, I-A-H-S-P, S for staging, P for professional, .com, and look at the Central Bay, San Francisco, Central Bay Area Chapter, and you'll see Alice there as well. And to join, you must become an accredited staging professional first. And the chapters are an extension of the international. So I want to thank you for your work there. And I also want to ask you to let me know how the photo shoot goes, because I'm very excited about this.
Absolutely. I'm excited, too. Thank you so much for the referral. I really, really do appreciate
You're
it.
You're so welcome. I totally believe in you. I'm your number one fan, no matter what your husband says. No. And then I'm so thrilled you're getting business off the site. We're continuing, Alice, I can't even put it all in paragraphs of all the great work. We're going to be having photo galleries for you soon, so you can keep a whole portfolio online of all these houses.
And that'll be wonderful.
So I have our site designer madly working on that. And your chapter, all the chapters, are going to have their own site soon within the site. And so it's many, many great things. It's the reason I'm alive, and it's my mission. And I want to thank you for being our guest today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Will you come back?
I absolutely will.
Will you please, please, please?
Yes, yes, yes.
And because I'll be calling. And
okay.
I hope to see you soon.
All right. Absolutely.
Stay on the line a minute so I can give you a great goodbye when we are doing our commercial break. And Eric, sweetie, are you there?
I am indeed.
Yes, you handsome man. And so, everyone, please go to stagedhomes.com, look up Alice, T-A-M, and her other name is C-H-A-N, and go to her feature page. You're going to be really impressed with what a beautiful lady she is inside and out, as well as her great work. And you may know somebody that is going to be moving to the Bay Area or moving from the Bay Area that you could refer to Alice so that she could help them, because she can stage a house that people are moving into or that they're leaving. It doesn't have to be selling, just a stage. So call her, work with her. You will love the experience. Everyone stay tuned. This is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Staging Life and Your Home with Barb. And after this short commercial break, we're going to be right back to KKNW Positive Choice Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks so much for listening today. I am in the greatest mood, and I hope you are too. You know, it's a choice. It's all a choice. And sometimes things go along, somebody cuts in front of you in traffic or your boss says something that you think, wow, I didn't appreciate that. And yet we can stop and choose our response and decide what is my opportunity here for learning and growing, and also how do I react to it. So I'm working on that every day of my life, and I invite you to join me along, and I bet you already are. I'm sometimes a fast learner and sometimes a slow learner, and so this has taken me a little while, 50-some years, but I'm getting there, and so it's just really great to have you listening to the show. Every week, my joy is to introduce wonderful people to you who have their own business or are making an impact in the lives of others, and that could be through their business in the home profession, in a retail profession. It could be a realtor. It could be a stager, a home stager, which is the industry I started 32 years ago. And, of course, I am a broker in real estate as well. Also, someone could be a doctor or a dentist. We had Dr. Goodwin on recently, and he was so great to hear him talk about good dental health. And we just listened and had the joy of hearing Alice Chan, accredited staging professional in the California area. It is my also wonderful joy to introduce to you James Mitchell. And James' company is Clean Earth Incorporated. And I understand, James, that you are the president and founder. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
How long ago did you start your business?
Back in 1997, and Pure Air Odor Eliminator became available for sale in stores on the market in 1998.
In 1998. Now, what city do you live in?
Bellevue, Washington, and our warehouse is in Kent, Washington.
And, of course, Bellevue is my hometown, and that's where I sold real estate for many, many years. My license is still there, and it's where I invented home staging in 1972. It's 32 years ago. You've been working on your company a couple of years. I've been working on this for 32 years, James. So I was really excited to hear about you and your wonderful product through Pure Air, A-Y-R-E, and your odor eliminator and stain remover, and I want to interview you about that. You know, as a real estate agent, and initially I was one of, if not the top producer in the Bellevue area, which is what started my speaking career in 1945, wasn't born yet. 1985, James, and I worked around the country 40 weeks a year teaching home staging and now have an accredited course that we teach and hope you have already seen, stagedhomes.com. And so my joy is to work with realtors, the best in the industry, and decorators, the best in the industry, and home stagers, the best in the industry. And one of the challenges that you would imagine that we face are odors, stains, all kinds of situations with mildew, pets, cooking odors, smoke, cat, you know, urine on the carpet, just a lot of real challenges. And so there are products that I've recommended because they have to be very good to pass the Barb Schwarz Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And my secretary, Sandy, let me know, and she is far more than a secretary. She's our PR gal. That word came out of my mouth. I really meant to say PR director. Let me know about your wonderful product. Tell us, how does it work so well, and how would people use the odor eliminator and stain remover? Let's say that we have a pet challenge and that the dog or a kitty has had an accident. What do we do?
Well, that's a huge issue, pet odors. 36% of Americans in this country have a dog, at least one, and 32% of households have cats. So basically that means one in three households has pets on average. And what you have with Pure Air is a solution that is food grade. People that don't understand what food grade means it's only made from food ingredients. And what happens here is we have food-type enzymes that are not like all the bacteriological enzymes on the market. Pure Air's food-grade enzymes literally break the bonds apart of the molecules that are connected to each other that make a smell. Real simply, we have sold Pure Air at the Puyallup Fair and the local shows and fairs for years, and one day I realized that a simple way for people to understand this concept is if you have a cake mix with all the different ingredients, if you pull out and separate all those ingredients, you have all the individual components, but if they're not all together in the same box, you don't have a cake mix. And so it's the same with pet urine, cigarette smoke, mold and mildew odors. Any kind of odor, you have a source that is making the smell. And if you can find a way to break apart the molecules that are connected making that smell, then it's physically impossible to still have the odor.
Okay, well, that makes total sense to me. And I realize you have a special combination. Why do you think that your product, and I'm very sincere because I really do care, Pure Air Odor Eliminator and Stain Remover, why do you think it works better than others?
Well, I'm looking at a product that is one of thousands on the market today. In this country and all around the world, people are so used to masking odors by putting a fragrance out into the air. I'm looking at a can of Glade Neutralizer. It says odor neutralizer spray. It says also effective against tobacco smoke. But there's a big print on it that says light mist fragrances your whole room. Now, we're not a fragrance. We are not a masking agent that is going to take man-made toxic chemicals and put those on top of a smell so you then have two odors that when one odor goes away, you then smell the original odor. Pure Air breaks the odor, and we call it Pure Air because within a few seconds after you spray Pure Air, you truly have pure air, no smells at all. If you freshened up a listing, 5 minutes later, if someone wanted to see that listing, they would smell nothing at all, no odor and no scent from our product because we're not a scenting, masking, fragrancing product.
Well, and that's just really, I think, magical and amazing. And we're going to need to go to a commercial break in a minute, but I want to ask you first, how does this vary from ozone? You know, you hear about the machines, and I really want to use your products, and I hear from Sandy that it is amazing. How would you explain in a real short synopsis, because we don't have time, unfortunately, and we don't need to go into, and I know you don't want to either, how ozone works, but what's the difference between the two?
One of the main differences, just like ozone or candles or anything else, Pure Air is a contact solution. If you spray Pure Air onto flooring where you peel back the carpet, where a pet peed in the carpet, and then you have that odor even in the flooring, then if you apply Pure Air directly to that source of the problem, you're going to break it apart. Ozone, you know, works some for the odors in the air. Part of the problem with ozone, though, is it can be very hazardous to our lungs. When you use ozone in a room, you're supposed to make sure after you're finished that, first of all, no one's in there while it's happening, and then you air it out really thoroughly just because our lungs are not intended to breathe such high concentrations of something that really is a natural product in the atmosphere, but not in such high concentrations.
I see. Okay, because, yes, you really should leave your house if you have ozone done. I've had clients for years that I say, you can't come back here for 2 days. And that works, but it can be a real inconvenience. Some people have to go to a hotel or something and take their pets with them. So to be able to use your product, which is just phenomenal, and I do want to have you on our site. I want to have your products at our seminars. And I guarantee you, with our two fur children of our dogs, our Yorkie Stager, that's his name, and Sophie, our lab, and Annie, our kitty, so we have three fur kids, that this bottle is going home with me, and I'm going to be using it tonight. So everyone stay tuned. I want to interview James Moore about his business, how he built his company, and really what he thinks are keys to success, and to tell us even more about the Pure Air Odor Eliminator, because we don't have to be a stager or a decorator or even sell real estate to still have animals. And with the percentages you shared, James, with us of pet owners, many, many of us are parents to fur children, and we need help. So everybody stay tuned. This is Barb Schwarz with Staging Life with Barb, Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's the only choice there is. KKNW, 1150 a.m. on the dial. We're going to be right back. Don't you go anywhere. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and you're listening to Staging Life and Your Home, Too. with Barb, and it's so great to have you listening. We have our show now on Mondays and Fridays. I'm so excited, from 2 to 3. So if you miss it on Monday, you can listen on Friday. If you miss it on Friday, you can listen on Monday. And my goal is to bring to you great guests with new ideas, new products about your home, your health, and really how to have a joyous life, a positive life, because God knows there's a lot of negativity out there, and it seems in today's world we're seeing a lot of very negative things. So positive choice is the only way to live in my mind, and I'm so glad you're listening. James Mitchell is the president and founder of Clean Earth, I love that name, Incorporated out of Bellevue, Washington, which is my original hometown. And I really grew up in Bellevue and have seen so many changes, and I love the Northwest. James, I currently have a home with my husband on Whidbey Island. Have you ever been to Whidbey?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful.
And I have a class coming up next month in Seattle at the Seattle King County Association of Realtors. And any of you that want to know more about that class can go into our site, stagedhomes.com. S-T-A-G-E-D, stagedhomes.com, and all you have to do is click on the course training calendar, and you will see that we have a wonderful class coming up for 2 days, and that is going to be in Kirkland, over on the east side of Seattle, of course, at the Seattle King County Association of Realtors, and that date, or those 2 days, is October 21st and 22nd. And we expect a large group there. Day one is in the classroom. And I talk, as you can tell, very full of excitement and enthusiasm with lots of ideas of how to build your business and how really to help the seller stage their home. Realtors, your role, I really believe, as an ASP, when you take the class, you become accredited, is to teach the seller the benefits of what to, why they should do it. And then our ASP stagers that take the class, too, we learn with each other. Really go in and do a lot of the hard work. If the house doesn't have a lot of challenges, then as an ASP realtor, you can recommend a few things like paint the front door and be sure to recommend what we're talking about today, the Pure Air Odor Eliminator, because that can help and eliminate totally urine and smoke odors, chemical odors, gasoline odors, even skunk. And you never know what we're going to be seeing in homes or smelling in homes. So that is October 21st and 22nd, and I hope to see some of you there. All you have to do is email for information right off stagedhomes.com, and Shell, my marketing director, will get you the information. Her name is Shell, S-H-E-L-L, just like a seashell, and she's beautiful, too. So back with you, James. Now, your company you started in the late 90s, and your office is in the Bellevue area, and then you have, you said, your warehouse, or where you do the product down in Kent, was that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, do you manufacture the product in Kent?
Down in Kent, we actually employ a sheltered workshop. We always look for ways we can give back to the community and help other people in addition to with their health with our product. So we employ a company called SCAC Industries, which employs developmentally disabled folks, and so we allow them to bottle our product. We pay them to put the labels on the bottles, and it employs developmentally disabled folks who otherwise the state would have to be fully paying for. So as we continue to increase our success, it increases all the positive impact we do. And so we make the product, and then there in Kent, it's bottled at SCAC Industries and shipped out every day by FedEx Ground all over the country and all over the world, actually.
That is so exciting. I know you and I have just met. And some of our listeners know that my daughter was in a really tough automobile accident as a patient, passenger. And she became, and she was really above average IQ, and we had hoped was going to be in the Olympics. And she looked like Brooke Shields and a model and a top A student. And she became brain damaged during that accident in 1989. And so through many, many years of working with her and raising her again, we have looked for places like you're talking about for her to work. And so even though we just met on the phone, you had no way, of course, of knowing how that would touch my heart so deeply to hear that you're doing that. All of us really do care I think, in our great country and in North America and other countries as well, to reach out and help people. And I am so excited to hear you're doing that.
Well, thank you, Barb. We love what we do, and we love knowing that with every bottle of Pure Air that's purchased locally in Seattle at a QFC or at Mud Bay Granary or Pet Pros or some of those store chains that carry our product, we love knowing that every bottle that's sold, a customer that is using it is going to be so excited because it's safe around a baby or a child or someone with sensitivities or allergies, unlike the Febreze and all the chemicals on the markets. We know that that helps everyone that's involved, not only on a health level, but business-wise with that developmentally disabled association organization. And we're just looking forward to one day the whole world smelling fresh and clean, like no odors at all, and everyone being healthier for it as indoor allergies and pollution is continuing to escalate so much.
I just really want to praise you on the air about your mission. I was talking when we first started. I don't know if you caught the first part of the show. Were you able to listen to the first part of the show?
I'm sorry, I was on hold, and so I was listening to the music you listened to on hold.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, we're glad you were there because we wanted you on the air. That it's really staying to our dreams is what makes things happen. And I've been working on my mission of staging homes for 32 years, and you're working on your mission, which is helping people and so much. And I love what you just said, and I know from your product and reading about it that it's 100% food grade. That's how it is rated, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, consumers don't know what that means, and so we've kind of changed the wording on it just when we tell people that it's the world's first all-purpose odor eliminator made exclusively from natural food ingredients. So
well, that,
if you're 100%
that's great you're doing
food,
that. Food grade made a lot of sense to me, but maybe some people that they wondered more about what it is. And it also says that it's 100% child and pet safe.
Yes, ma'am. If it's food grade, that means it's safe to spray in your refrigerator around your food. That means it's not like all these toxic chemicals that in adult family homes have to be under lock and key, even the bar of soap. But in the state of Washington, Pure Air is the only household item in an adult family home that doesn't have to be locked up, because if someone sprays it in their eyes or even drinks a whole bottle, it isn't going to hurt them.
That's incredible. It's incredible. I'm floored. I think it's just fabulous, because working as a realtor and selling as many houses as I have through the years, more and more we see allergies with buyers and all of us as human beings. And it's coming from the pollution and the chemicals. And, I mean, there are many other ways, too. But there are so many hidden ingredients. I mean, some of the chickens we eat are fed with steroids and antibiotics. They give estrogen to the cows. Not everyone. I'm not saying everyone. I'm just saying that some do, to fatten them up. And then we eat that, so we're ingesting all kinds of hormones, toxins, chemicals that we're not even aware of. And for you to develop a product that is food-grade safe for really cooking and your pets, for your household, for your cars, for your clothes and your shoes, that's 100% safe on people, pets, and the planet is just amazing. And you deserve to win an award, James.
Well, thank you so much, Barb. We're so honored to work with you. And it is one of my lifetime dreams for that kind of recognition, because I had asthma and over 100 different food allergies and different types of allergies as a child. I know what it's like to be rushed off to the hospital when you're 4 years old in an ambulance because you're gasping for air like a fish out of water. And we have so many people who find Pure Air, and they tell us how much of a reaction they've had with all these, quote, fresheners on the market that are just masking odors with chemicals that the EPA has listed on their cancer carcinogen list. And so we're so passionate, partly because I've had the experience myself of being so sick.
Yes. Yeah,
we're going to have to wrap up.
We're going to wrap up, James. I hope that you will talk with Sandy and Shell about being at my seminar in October. And meanwhile, anyone that is interested in ordering James' product, please call us at stagestorms.com, and we will get it for you. It's 800-392-7000. 7161. And I want to thank my special guest, that's James Mitchell, president and founder of Clean Earth Incorporated, and Alice Chan of the Bay Area and San Francisco accredited staging professional. Thank you, James, for being on. Thank you, Eric, for producing the show. Thank you, Nia and Nick, our producers at large. And everybody have a great week. Stay positive and listen again on Friday at 2 o'clock, Staging Life with Barb. Bye-bye. Music's-